Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Williams here. By the way, we were talking about tattoos a moment ago, and then somebody said, well, I'm a dentist, and you should see the things we put on people's crowns, like the McDonald's arches for an employee who worked at McDonald's, wanted a raise, wanted to show the love. John, you can have symbols put on your crown, says 269. I've been a dental technician since 1983, and I've done it hundreds of times. Most common is sports symbols. Thanks, George, listening in Michigan. In fact, 708 sent us a text, and here's a picture of their crown. And it's got the Cubs tattooth from my dentist. King John, here's my tattooth. And it's a big old molar. And on the side, the big circle C with the UBS in the middle. Now, does that go on the visible side or the back side? I guess you wouldn't put it on the back side. That would just be for you and nobody. But if you put it on the visible side, every now and then people are, well, I guess you're a Cubs fan. That's, you do want them to see that. Have you been seeing the coverage of the royal family? I was watching it last night on television. Brenda and I were kind of watching TV, and it came on, and I thought, this isn't that important. It's perfect. I'll watch it. Meghan Markle gives Kate Middleton a wave as they meet for the first time since Megxit. I'm reading from FoxNews.com. Meghan Markle was seen giving a little wave to her sister-in-law, Kate, as they met publicly for the first time since the Megxit bombshell. The Duchess of Sussex mouthed hello to Kate as she found her seat at Westminster Abbey for the Commonwealth Day service. Harry said hello and smiled at his brother sitting next to his wife. But that was it. And it looked like there was some bad blood. And the more I saw this and the more I saw the coverage of it, the more I thought, I know exactly why Harry and Meghan are leaving. Who wants to put up with this? Hannah Stanley has talked to us about the royal family before. She is the co-host of a podcast that's exclusively about royal watching called Gabby Road. Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good. Is that real bad blood, or are we overreading the little signals?
No, it's bad blood. They're angry. And I don't blame William and Kate for being frustrated. You know, this is something that they were going to be the Fab Four and take on the challenges of making the world a better place together. And they were going to be able to divide their time and spread the goodness. And all of a sudden, two of them bailed. And I understand why they're frustrated.
Let me read you a sentence from this story on FoxNews.com. It says here, there have been rumors of a rift between the two royal couples, mm-hmm. with tensions rising with the announcement of Harry's departure from the royal family. But there's a phrase I wanted to get to. William and Kate were reportedly incandescent with rage when they found out. Really? I mean, they didn't see it coming. I don't know if the brothers talk. But incandescent with rage made it sound like they were surprised, too.
Well, it's very British, isn't it, to use that kind of a phrase. It's incandescent. But it is probably not something they thought he would ever get to. I'm sure they've all, you know, both of the boys have probably at some point wanted a different life. Who hasn't? You know, we've all wished that we, very often little girls want to be a princess. So now we're seeing that it's not all that it's cracked up to be. But there is, you know, a teamwork that William and Harry have always had. They've always had each other. And so for him to just go, yeah, I'm good. I got to go see about a girl. I've known her for 2 or 3 years now. I'm out. That's a big deal to step away from your family like that.
Well, they are married. They have a child. But they don't have a child. But no, they do have a child.
They do.
Have a child?
Meghan,
yeah, Harry, sure.
They have Archie, although you forget because they don't ever bring him back to the to England anymore. He always stays in Canada.
Okay, but it's clear that you and I are in different places on this, and I guess I should defer to you because you're the expert. So you think they do have an inherent obligation, they should honor it. I just thought you've only got one life, and if that's not a good life for you, do whatever it is that makes you happy.
I agree. agree in the choices that they could have made. I disagree in how they made them. I feel that it could have been handled very politely and delicately, wherein they started spending more time across the pond, you know, and it was something that the queen said, you know, yeah, this is something that they're going about their own lives and choosing to really carve their own path and make the world a better place in their own way. That would have been very delicate. The way that they came out on Instagram, and what was amusing to me is they said they didn't want to be in the limelight. So now we're going to announce on Instagram, where we have more followers than almost anybody else, that put them in the limelight. It became a media spectacle by saying they didn't want to be a media spectacle, and that's where I took issue.
According to The Sun over there in England, the Queen had lunch with Harry and said she would welcome him back if he and Meghan ever decided to rejoin the royals. I like the sound of that. Do you believe that?
I do. She also invited them to attend the church service with her on Sunday, which they did. So this is all very, very good. They're very close. Harry and his grandmother and especially his grandfather, all very close. And I think because she was such an integral part of their raising after Diana died, that it is something that she would, you know, it's a little bit prodigal son-ish.
Then one of the last appearances, she was at a school and a young man, a 16-year-old teenager who was part of the school program, embraced her. I think he might have kissed her on the cheek, and he had to deal with that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there's royal protocol, which is very interesting. So, you know, if you touch the Queen's hands, you have to have them gloved, different things. So, of course, he's not supposed to embrace a royal. That's far and away over the line. However, she's not technically royal anymore, is she? She is until March 31st. So there will be some probably hand slapping for that. Not real, but he'll be spoken to.
I suppose you all are talking about this in your next episode, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, we do general interest as well, but without question, this is Fred Weintraub and I, and then Justin Kalevsek, the three of us. For sure, Fred and I, this is one of our favorite pastimes, is watching the royals.
That's why they call it Gabby Road. Hannah Stanley, the co-host of that podcast, Gabby Road. Nice to talk to you. I'll call you again, Hannah. It's always fun.
Always fun to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me.
It's 9:57 WGN Radio News. We're watching the markets. We're paying attention to the news, and it's all coming up.